Welcome to episode one of The Last Word.
Look, America!
We're going to settle down.
Find us
some new ground. We're going to build ourselves
a paradise.
It'll be cozy and warm and nice. Just for you, I'll be there too.
Trust me,
we're going to be
in paradise.
Welcome to the United States of America. Please have your passports ready.
Father? Did I have hamburgers in paradise?
Hamburgers? We are Hindu. I will cook you a good Indian meal just like Mamaji.
That was me, Nishanta Sabhasin. Arriving in New York City in 1956, it was a long way from Bombay, but this was America. Anything was possible. With my five-year-old son, Jayendra, and my beautiful daughter, Santin, the three of us entered paradise. The next day, we took a bus to East Cleveland. We got by in a tiny apartment above Big Sally's laundromat.
You doing your homework?
Yes, Dad. Just about to start.
Just about to start, Jay. Oh, hello. Who are your friends?
I'm Neil.
Benny.
They call me Carl.
Welcome to our home. I'm Nish.
Hi, Mr. Nish.
Looks like I'm cooking for a gang. Who's hungry?
Me.
I was a chef, and boy, I cooked a lot of meals for that gang.
America has everything, but it needs zing, it needs spice. I would start my own restaurant.
You always say that, Dad.
Well, I found the perfect place. It was surrounded by acres of parking lots, but I knew we could make it work.
Wow, is this really our own restaurant?
Yes, Jay, and we get to live right above it.
We called it
Paradise.
Paradise.
Had her head in books, but Jay, he never worked.
I'm just about to start.
Always bloody about to start, Jay.
He could never get started, that boy. So I discovered a fun way to make him smart.
Gang, I have a surprise.
A surprise?
I cooked the gang a full banquet that night. A game.
A game?
To make you smart.
Smart?
Cunning.
Cunning.
Ingenious.
Ingenious.
And learn many unusual words.
I give you Scrabble.
What's this?
Dad, these are just little letters with really tiny numbers. You have to spell and stuff. This isn't a game.
Jay was right.
It is more than a game.
In this game called life, you need all the help you can find. This is the key, I'm sure, to unlock the door to paradise. Learn every word, raise your score, play smart and dream an entrepreneur. Is there more you can want than your own family restaurant?
J-U-X-T-A-P-O-S-E.
Santin and Neil were Scrabble nuts.
Juxtapose for 86.
Oh, triple words, Santin. She got you again, Neil.
Hey, Dad, Benny and Carl are hungry.
Well, have you boys done your homework?
Just about to start. Paradise, paradise, paradise. A place of our own. In paradise, this is our home. With friends like mine, I'll be okay. Tomorrow and the next day. In paradise, we'll turn our final one.
that was 15 years ago. A lot has changed. My daughter Santin graduated from college and has moved west. Jay, he still lives in paradise. And me? Well, I'm not around anymore.
Another day, way past dawn. I guess late morning. Can't stop yawning. Time to rise and get gone. Face the day and pay my loans. From debtors with letters who are better off getting blood from a stone. They're on your ass and they bother you. Say, Jay, what would your father do? I get it done, do what dad would do. And I say all the things that he would say. But not today.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Benny. What's for breakfast?
Breakfast? It's nearly midday.
Forget it. I gotta run.
Oh, hey, don't forget to pick up the paint.
Paint?
We were gonna fix up paradise today.
Oh, sure. I thought that was tomorrow. Say, I'm a bit short.
I take it. It's my last $5.
Thanks, Benny.
Oh, and we need milk.
Good morning. Today.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow,
but not today.
Dear me, look at Jay, broke and heading for trouble. But Neil, well, he's grown up to be a very intelligent young man.
Good morning, East Cleveland, my home for too many years. To L.A., yes, I'm leaving. Job to get me out of here. Pack one last bag, make one last stop, then I'm on my way, not waiting for tomorrow. Gonna leave today.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, Jay, your grocery tab is still on bay.
Can't chat right now. Gotta run.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
Jay and John Subasin.
Hey, Big Sally.
Do I do your laundry for free now?
A bit short right now. Maybe tomorrow?
Always tomorrow with you.
Maybe tomorrow.
This isn't the life father wanted now, is it? Only thing them kids ever paid me is a visit.
There's nothing that kid could buy that he wouldn't borrow. He pays me the same day each week.
Tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
I love the people here, but they want me like dad. Run his rundown dream and put it back on the map. But my heart can't save this place. Do I walk away? Make a paradise my way, maybe. But it won't be today.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
I promise I'll pay you all tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, this day can't get any worse.
But you're back in paradise, Jay.
Very funny. Man, look at this place. It's a dump.
Did you get the paint?
Paint? Oh, no.
Chin up, old pal. Look, I set up a game for you.
Scrabble? Really? How long's it been?
And I baked a cake.
Cake? Who for?
It's Nisha's birthday, Jay.
Oh, man. I forgot Dad's birthday.
Would have been 63 today, the old cobber.
What's with the accent?
It's called method acting.
You do children's parties.
I've got an Oliver Twist theme this Wednesday. They're a tough crowd.
I thought you were a mime artist.
I've pivoted into talking. Actually, I'm hoping for a singing role at the party.
You sing?
Of course I sing.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Neil.
Oh, I thought you were redecorating. Aren't you reopening Paradise tomorrow?
Not important. Hey, have a piece of cake.
Ah, Nisha's birthday, right?
Glad you remembered.
Neil, over here. Look at my letters. What do you think?
Can't stop. I'm running late already. I just stopped by to say, look, a bingo.
A bingo?
How many times do I have to tell you, Benny? If you use all the tiles on the rack in one go, it's a bingo. So that's desperate for 12, triple word for 36, and 50 bonus for the bingo makes it 86 points. You can thank me later.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna play.
Neil, come look at my tiles.
Guys, today is the day.
Which day?
The country squire's all packed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to L.A.
L.A.! Off to your big astrocomputer job. They've already gone to the moon, Neil. What more can a rocket scientist do?
Anyhow, I should have left Cleveland years ago.
With Santine, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
How is my little sister, the chosen one?
Yeah. You heard from Santine, Neil? Pity you two didn't work out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got a bad rack, Jay.
Oh.
D-I-R-E.
Dire? That's the best you can do for me, Neil?
It's not the same without Santine. She was so tidy, smart, made those really good coconut muffin things.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Back over here, Neil. It's my turn.
I'm going to visit her.
What, in Little Rock?
Sure, it's on my way.
I thought you weren't leaving for like 6 months.
It's been 6 months.
What? It can't be.
6 months.
Your time is near.
Got my money. You signed a deal here.
Oh, good afternoon. Jay Indrasubhasing.
Miss Floyd.
Uh-huh. Good to see you again.
Uh-huh.
Lordy, little old me, where are my manners? Let me introduce myself to your companions. Miss Earlene Floyd, Chief Executive of Earlene Floyd Enterprises.
We're in the parking lot business.
Yes, and these are my twin associates.
Billy Joe.
And Billy Joe.
Well, I love what you've done to the place. The tables and chairs stacked together like that. And urban chic, they call it now. But you already know that, Jayendra.
Call me Jay.
So exotic. Well, as I was saying, remember this, Jay.
Oh, the deed.
What? That's right. It's the deed to your paradise. Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but I believe we have a little unfinished business to calculate. You're feeling proud, but I see guilt for not making good on the dreams your dad had built. And you should. You've done no good.
Right.
You're feeling the heat like hot Vindaloo. Time to pay up on a sweet little deal that's due. Got a problem, I got a solution. You got a dilemma, Earlene got resolution. Well, I do for you. You're feeling down, feeling rough. But somebody is here to make it all disappear, you see. Little old me.
Little old me.
Jay, why has she got the deed? What deal is she talking about?
Billy Joe's recap for Jay.
She lent you $1,000 to prop up Bombay Chalet. But you gonna close shop.
Add my interest on top.
Makes for $2,000 new.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick. Makes for $2,000 new at midday.
It's payday, Jay.
Great.
$2,000.
What?
Oh, boys, didn't Jay tell you? He borrowed a little money. And well, I took his deed as security. If he can't pay by midday, then this place is mine. You see, this dump is stopping me from owning the biggest car park dynasty in East Cleveland.
She told you.
Let me see that deed.
Look, this is all just a misunderstanding.
Oh, is that midday? Time to kiss paradise goodbye. Billy Joe's, start up the bulldozer.
Yes, I can pay tomorrow.
Too late.
Wait. It says here he has 10 days to buy back the deed.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, keep reading, nerd.
Requires payment in full. Repossesses here with $10,000 to buy the deed.
$10,000?
Plus the two you already owe.
$12,000?
In 10 days.
Jay, lucky you got a smart friend, but not smart enough to get you out of this. Well, you try to be a man, be a hero. Chance. Now this is where zero. Locked in despair. And who came along to take the key? Little old disarming, disconcertingly charming, honest and trusty, bank buster and busty. Who could that savior who got you out of bad behavior be?
Until you pay, this house is in bond.
You got 10 minutes to get out.
Jay! They're gonna knock down Paradise and put up a parking lot!
What were you thinking? You signed a deal with Erlene Floyd?
I needed cash.
It's a tough time to decorate a new restaurant.
New? Nish built this place 15 years ago. You closed it.
We'll be destitute.
Where are you going to find that sort of money?
In 10 days.
Oh, God, we virtually grew up here. You, me, Benny, Santine.
And Carl.
Yes, Carl too.
Well, I got dumped with this place. Dad left this to me, and where's Santine, huh?
Don't blame Santine.
Well, it's true, isn't it? She got to go off to college and is off living her life.
Nish will be turning in his grave.
He's in an urn on the shelf.
Oh, the vase?
Right.
Sorry, Nish.
Let's all start by thinking. Neil, you start first.
It's too late for that, Jay.
It'll be dire on the streets. I'll be
that
singing
Dick
for my
Van Dyke
like
voice
Oliver
is not helping.
Oh. What's Santine gonna say?
She's gonna find out.
Give me your word she won't.
Fine. But I never thought I'd be saying goodbye to paradise like this.
But you can't go.
Not now.
I have $100 on me. That's all I can spare. I need the rest to get started in L.A.
Well, can you at least spare a few minutes to help an old friend pack?
Sure.
Thanks. I don't know where to start.
Hey, remember this?
Dad's ukulele. He only knew one song.
Yeah, the one he played when he cooked.
Paradise.
That's it.
Oh my God. You sound just like us. That's when Nish used to call us the bag of cues.
Man, he could cook a mean curry.
Home to us all, inside these walls, we would eat a curry cuisine. Even ate all our greens, Benny and me, Carl, Neil, and Santine. I was 5 on a plane to New York. Daddy said that we would be
in paradise.
Next evening, I caught a cold in East Cleveland. But it was our paradise, paradise. Life was fine in paradise, paradise. Hell of a time in paradise with these friends of mine. The Q's are leaving the block.
Carl's off to Atlanta for now.
To stay.
Benny. Where are my bag of cues now?
Oh, well, I guess I don't need this.
You can't throw out Scrabble.
Little letters with tiny numbers. I mean, it's not really a game now, is it?
It's more than a game.
Dad, I'm terrible at Scrabble. Look at me. I'm talking to an urn.
Well, if you'd listen to me like Santine did, you wouldn't be in this situation.
But that's how you did things. What if I don't want to run Paradise?
Oh, you're not running anything. All this I built from nothing for you and Santine.
But
you are my son. This is what you get to give to your family. You have a responsibility to build a legacy.
Build something. Yeah, I know. Forget it. I'll fix this. Just don't tell Santine.
How would I do that?
1968 Ohio State Scrabble Championship. Winner, Santine Subasing. Hey, where are we going to pack this trophy?
Trophy?
You can leave that there.
Runner-up, Neil Jackson.
Ooh, she beat you by 1 point, didn't she, Neil?
What was the winning word?
It had a Q, I think.
Yeah, a Q.
Yeah, Quest. It was Quest on a triple-triple for 42.
Ooh, okay. Sorry we brought it up.
Well, at least you used to win down at the square.
I guess.
Wait, what did you say?
I did win
a lot. No, Benny. What was that about the square?
You know, when Neil and Santine used to play for money.
The square.
Yeah.
Win some bucks at the square.
Yes.
The most we ever took was $20.
But multiply that and, well, together we have found a solution.
That's not a solution.
It's one step closer to saving paradise.
Whoa. I'm not getting dragged into this.
One for the road.
Just one.
No.
Game.
I need to leave now.
Finish. He did cook you many meals.
All right.
To the square.
One game.
Benny, grab the urn. We're gonna need that.
I'll put him in the backpack.
Nice.
God, put me in a backpack.
I'm telling you, this is gonna work.
S-E-R-A-B-B-L-E.
Second.
What?
Nonetheless, with you upon our team, and Santine makes a sure thing. Yeah, S-E-R-A-B-B-L-E. With wit and charm and trusty aid, we'll beat them all on our crusade. Yeah, S-E-R-A-B-B-L-E. I say S-E-R-A-B-B-L-E.
And of course, go to any lengths. Let our competition think that we are easy prey.
But then we'll pull out all the stops.
Play the words and show our chops.
They'll be struggling to stay on top.
We'll take their money
and the game.
Listen up, guys.
So mark my words and remember this day when you made me proud to say it's a plan.
I cannot believe Earlene Floyd will knock down our paradise and put up a parking lot. And now Jay thinks he's going to hustle his way out of it? One game of Scrabble at a time. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode. Find out more at thelastwordmusical.com.